Hi, today's podcast is about technology innovation, and it's an assignment for a class I have, and it was really to go over, it was to brainstorm and create a table of keywords for four areas that cover obtaining technology externally. And so the chapter's about the acquisition of technology, but it kind of goes over the acquisition and mergers of two companies. So it kind of takes two different directions. And the class is strategic innovation. So just generally stated, we have to go back to innovation. That means being creative and being on the cutting edge. And it talks about implementation of acquired technology. So being innovative, there's so many steps before that, right? You either buy it or build it. You make a decision, first of all, just to say we're going to be innovative. We're going to introduce change into our organization, and we're going to improve things, or we're going to be the best of the best. And we do that by setting strategic goals. Okay, so a strategic goal might be to regularly review processes for improvement, or to train our employees to do their jobs with a mindset of improvement. And we'll establish a schedule of weekly or bi-weekly meetings to discuss process improvements, products, and what we use, as well as what we buy and sell to make improvements and how we can do things better. So implementation of these ideas is one thing. Implementation of technology is another thing. So if we're going to buy some technology that's going to help us do better, then that's a whole different, that's a part of project management for software services or technology services. So, and then implementation of an acquisition is totally different, because that's the process of merging two companies together and then operating or changing that company to be an effective, high profiting or profiting organization after the acquisition or a merger. So you have to clarify first, because it's not clarified. It's really broad. Obtaining technology, external strategy. Well, that's simple. You know, that's the acquisition. You're buying technology. How do you do that? And how do you implement it? So I'm going to read the paper. It's really great. I was really impressed with my work. That's why I want to share it with you. The implementation phase takes place after products, services, or ideas have been bought or sold. So technology companies offer and sell services to assist with this process. So I was an implementation project manager for some software that was sold to agencies, and our job was to implement it. It was done completely wrong, because, and if we had continued across the board, across the United States with it, America would have gone bankrupt. It would have been a disaster. It would have been a total disaster. But luckily, you know, it was just implement at a few places. Let's prove the technology works and then decide an implementation strategy for the entire United States. It's not sell each product, each software system for $1 million and then go in and look at their business processes and make it fit. It's, does this technology work? What do we need to do to make it work across the United States? And how should it be implemented? Should it be sold as a product, or should it, you know, things? So anyways, smaller technologies that are easy to use don't have implementation services, and it's up to the buyer or users to implement and integrate it into their daily lives or business functions. You can easily integrate YouTube or Pandora or Spotify or Apple iTunes in your daily life. You don't need a technology professional to come in and show you how to use it. And you yourself can do product comparisons, doing quick trials and deciding what you prefer and what you like. It doesn't require a computer professional or scientist to come in and evaluate your system, how it works with your system, if you have to change or adapt, or if the system has to change or adapt to work with it, and how it will be implemented across the United States or across the world. So those are simple systems. So for example, Microsoft incorporated sales software, but they don't really tell businesses how to best use it. We know how to use PowerPoint. It's for presentations. We know how to use Microsoft Word. It's to type up written papers. And it requires advanced training to use the entire suite together. So Microsoft Access being a database, or its advanced products such as SQL, are databases, and how they work together with Word and Excel and different softwares, different types of software. So, but they don't tell you that when you buy it, right? Because it's just a software for sale. You open it up and you figure it out, and training's available. But the training doesn't go in depth on how to integrate all these products to make the entire suite work best for your organization, your purpose, your mission, and be fully integrated and usable to its fullest extent in an organization or a business. Business people have to figure it out. And although there are certified professionals that you can hire, it's very expensive. So some technologies cannot be purchased and self-implemented, meaning it requires professional expertise to install and manage the technology until the buyer and the system itself becomes certified as operational. Back when Word or Microsoft Office was just sold as installation CDs, as a suite of products in addition to Windows, professionals, it would require a tech professional to go and install that software on each computer. And we said, wait a minute, that's not good. That's not good. That requires a lot of work and maintenance. So they came up with Office 365, which is software stored in the cloud. And some people prefer it on their local PCs, and some people prefer the Office 365. But the point is that some software and systems required certified professionals, trained technology professionals that know how to go in and install and manage the software, update it, keep it maintained, and for you to learn as a business or as a user how to use it to its fullest potential. And some organized training classes are available, but it costs a lot of money. So these are investments. So the same practice is used in the medical field. Patients can't obtain prescription medications without a doctor's written or electronic approval by a licensed physician. But because of medication management and healthcare systems, drug or procedure effectiveness and patient outcomes are not fully and completely captured, and the drug or procedures are fully perfected in real-world implementations. It's like Microsoft. You can install the system, but if you don't know how to properly use the system and have good policies, procedures, and operations in your business that works with the system to its fullest potential, then you're not going to be able to solve complex business problems and be a high-performing, standardized organization that can work where, you know, another system such as SQL can be installed and that can manage all your business processes without having to hire teams of extremely expensive certified engineers to completely manage all your business processes. So whether the technology lacks or the process lacks, it creates an industry comparable to pharmaceuticals and not a World Health strategic goal of proof and reduce sickness, injury, and death. The comparable being it produces an industry of computer users, but it does not create a worldwide system or a national system of strategic goal-oriented, standardized, and structured business processes that all connect and work together. Instead, we're still just a bunch of organizations that report quarterly and annually to the IRS, and that's it. And we use the connected internet to get the information that we lack or to use it to advertise. We have potential to do so much more. Now, this makes metrics a component of a critical reporting process that's required by technology that is used not just at the NIH, but also at each doctor's office, patient's office, or home devices. So same thing for office. It's used at everyone's home office and their work office and on all their devices and on all the departments, but they don't integrate and work together. So I can't just log in and access my work files and open them in office. We have security issues. We have connection issues. We have networks that don't talk to other networks, and we have businesses that are the same but function totally differently. We have 85 different options of an invoice when one single standardized invoice would solve the problems. And we have the technology to do it. But instead, businesses are left to themselves to decide what they want to use to create their own. And we gave them the tools. And everybody does it all their own different way. And we waste all this time in creating things when it's already done. It's already been done and it can already be done. And Microsoft thinks they have the answer. Oh, just give them a template. Templates are not the answer either. Because we have advanced technology where database information is required with ongoing record keeping of that information with automated systems that automatically create it. So as much as we want to say Microsoft is the best company ever, it is, but it lacks in so much because newer systems like SQL has the ability to work with its other systems to create automated systems, but they sell the products with nothing being created, only to give you the tools to create it. So anyways, there are organizations in between that must also be considered but won't be listed because this is not a scientific paper on what organizations manage health or how clinical trials work and where technology falls short. But we also have the technology and tools available to standardize the trial process, the scientific process, the FDA process, all sorts of business processes and scientific processes, as well as numbers and reporting and how well the results are. But right now what we have is insufficient, and it's on a continuous cycle because the technology is not fully utilized and completely implemented. So obtaining technology might appear simple. Just go buy Microsoft Office, give me 245 copies, I'll pay for it, and you guys can go do the rest of the work. Well, it's not that simple, because if 500 companies did that, Microsoft is rich, but the business community is left on their own to develop all these little things going in 500 million different directions. And we're kind of screwed after that. But as long as the IRS gets their money and Microsoft gets their money, that's all that matters, right? No, that's not all that matters. So companies should go through an evaluation process before making decisions, not only because it's a product investment, but because it changes the way business is done, which changes people, processes, and profits. Clearly, evaluation and control should be ongoing. These processes are both internal and external evaluations of existing systems, capabilities, industry option needs, and possibly a few rounds of professional evaluations and presentations by technology providers or resellers. Government agencies have a formal procurement process that starts with an RFI, followed by an RFP. Also have contracts and sales channels set up to purchase computer technology from a selective set of qualified and certified dealers. The same process exists in business, but the technologies are sold as individual components and software solutions, with many companies not knowing what they need, budget for, or plan for until contacted by a sales agent. So if they bought Microsoft Office and they said, well, I don't see how that handles my financial management, I'm going to go buy QuickBooks. I don't see how that manages my HR program, so I'm going to go buy an HR system. I don't see how that manages my timekeeping, so I'm going to go buy a timekeeping system. I don't see how that manages my mileage, so I'm going to go buy another tracker for my mileage. And before you know it, these companies have 85 different pieces of software when they had Microsoft Office and could have done it entirely with one suite. And now the technology industry is flooded with all of these options. And why? Because we did an antitrust lawsuit against Microsoft and said not one company can have it all. All they could have done and should have done was create a competitor and come out with two different products or three competitors with three comparable products. And we could have standardized the entire business industry and automated all sorts of tasks and came up with some real great consistency and made major advancements in law, healthcare, business processes, profitability, predictions, the management of global information systems or geographical information systems. But no. Instead, they decided to sell it out of the box software. Do it yourself. All right. So now it's fine. You can hire Microsoft professionals. You can hire Oracle professionals. You can hire certified database engineers and architects. And we can put those together for you based on a common set of principles and protocols that we've learned. So it creates this industry of qualified professionals, but there's no guarantee that all of those qualified professionals are going to use the same techniques, styles, and formats that enable worldwide communications, the sharing of information amongst every different American and even foreign company, so that in that drop-down box from I'm a W-2 employee, this is my social security number, all of those individual fields and information items have to be completely programmed down to the protection level of your social. So we're back at this manual process, human process of protecting information again, because we were not smart about how we built the systems and we just gave you the technology and said, go ahead, implement it. So now we're in trouble. So the same processes exist in business, but the technologies are sold as individual components and software solutions, with many companies not knowing what they need, budget for, or plan for until contacted by a sales agent or a proposal brought to them by a qualified professional, either a paid internal employee or an external agent. Obtaining technology in the computer marketplace is easy if a company knows what it needs and has a plan to invest, train, and maintain. But these are tasks often done individually to suit the needs of business and not the requirements of the computer science and technology industry. For worldwide technology to be successful, prioritization, compatibility, and capability are its top critical factors, but this requires a global research and development, acquisition, and implementation strategy to ensure that all systems work correctly beyond a computing device, a network, and its basic peripherals, and its basic operating system and processing software. So this includes the software industry and business solutions, but with it comes a world change or advancement, which must be done. without corruption, high costs, and high risk. And a whole industry of professionals that might be professionally trained. They might have Microsoft certifications. They might all do it the same, but everyone is different. Everyone has the ability to create their own systems, which is disaster when it comes to global management and supportability and security. Because now you have 8,000 different professionals coming up with 8,000 different ways of doing things, and we are no longer on the same page. So technology integration. Integrated systems are interconnected and share the capabilities and data of other systems. Currently, there are electronic data transfers that take place in financial and supply chain systems, but few businesses are integrated with each other, all operating using individual software to manage their operations, showing few standardized business processes and information beyond geographical and financial management, supply, delivery, and communication methods. I see no reason why my automobile leasing agent cannot communicate and share my information with my automobile servicer. Whether I choose to go to four different ones, it's the same industry, and there is no reason to be so overly protective of data that the organizations and company cannot share, yet they choose to sell it as marketing tools instead, so that they can dump more money into business marketing because of our necessity and false understanding that we need to operate in sort of using a business and commerce mindset that everything is worth money. Even though it causes delay and dysfunction and slows down the processing of information and the movement or sale of goods and wastes more money in investing in things that don't actually result in a profit, we are willing to stand back and watch people buy individually and sell little data bits of information. It's pretty sad. New technology changes this by offering integrated systems where data sharing creates efficiencies and invaluable insight to industries, making our worldwide economy or even national economy more predictable and controllable. A requirement to avoid poverty, another Great Depression, and other financial and world dysfunctions brought into the marketplace from failed planning or inability to follow standardized processes, procedures, and laws for commerce. Failure to implement unmanned aircraft systems promptly and correctly, or flight control systems, resulted in a major war and event called 9/11. Too many freedoms, options, and too much or not enough control causes similar results. Failure to properly buy, sell, and implement technology can have even worse outcomes, as evident by COVID-19, because the premise was, and might still be, that something bad must happen or something must break to buy something new or replace something that already works with better technology. It might also be based on a faulty premise that war fuels the economy and uncovers national insecurities, which prompt the development of new revolutionary ideas. These are old ways of thinking that must also be upgraded, just like technology. While voice-activated assisted devices appear to be one of the most amazing inventions to the customer, to the computer scientist and the innovator, it is a waste of manufacturing space and engineering time. If the computer science industry informed business professionals that they are required to buy a set number of database licenses for each data manager in its business without explaining the evolution of typists to data managers onward to business process engineers and validators, or even make those licenses available and propose a sale, it would completely mislead the potential buyer or customer unless it fully understood the business requirements and plans, as well as its ability to utilize those licenses. It must offer ongoing services that are aligned with technology leaders, scientists, boards, and panels that evaluate the technology industry, inventions, innovations, and ideals on a global level, beyond the project or the capability optional sales industry. If they skip the automation analysis phase, they now pay high employment rates plus the cost of technology because they didn't know how software changes business requirements and they failed to utilize it to its fullest potential. So the problem exists in that software sales continue against the advice of computer science industry professionals, either because they're not aware there are integration projects in the works and that a better strategy exists that include large integrated systems rather than these one-for-one software system sales, which we currently see. Why spend money on short-term needs and wants working site by site when long-term investment is required to make real valuable global change? We have the technology to upgrade every single PC all at once over a matter of days with the networks that we have. Yet, and we still do. We can do that now. So imagine a day where we can have all the same systems that work all the same way, maybe a few differences, but there's no longer an extremely high price to start a business because it's there. It works. It's a cost. It's a subscription. It's a monthly fee. You don't have to recreate and reinvent the wheel. There's a major across-the-board nationwide business change. A new tax law. It's built into your software and sent as an upgrade. You don't have to do anything except know where that money is going to. And we now can give you direct reports on what it's being done, what it's being spent on, where it's going, how much you're paying, what your contribution is. Same thing goes for spending, buying and spending. So this requires a change in business understanding and viewpoint. Not all technology is available for purchase, and not all technology is optional. Just as not all development is optional and must be paid a high price for. Some is required and necessary for the protection of the world to avoid disaster. Yet some professionals still think it's okay for buyers and users to operate in an insecure and unprotected environments, making security and protection an option available for a price, under the false assumption that technology is part of free commerce. Ideals of strategic technology and innovation must shift from a company perspective to a national and global perspective to create integrated products and solutions. It must not remain solely focused on profitability or environmental factors and risk. And it must not also continue without a secure structure of design, engineering, testing, and production, as well as an implementation plan. Beyond implementation requires review, testing, training, and change management, but not on the software version or hardware maintenance schedule of planning simplistic upgrades with minuscule changes and advances in industry and the field of computer science. To the consumer, it's, I need an upgrade for my mouse because now it operates wirelessly on a battery. Industry-wide, that's a huge change. It's an advancement. But these little one-off changes are not correctly released. that wireless technology should be considered and applied in all systems. It shouldn't have been the wireless mouse.